This is a waived parole hearing for Richard Kane, ADC number 39036. Mr. Kane is 60 years old. He's serving 25 years to life for the crime of burglary. And he has, consecutive to this, he has a 25 year to life aggravated assault conviction and a concurrent armed robbery, 25 to life. He is certified today for 412B parole to his consecutive sentence or absolute discharge. Mr. King has previously expired four sentences, a six-year sentence for rape, a six-year sentence for robbery, a 10.5-year sentence for burglary, and a sexual assault. Essentially, he is serving nine consecutive life sentences, although some of them, or nine life sentences, I'm sorry, some of them are concurrent, but many are consecutive. These crimes occurred on May 23rd, 1990, when Mr. King was about 32 years old. He was convicted by a jury trial on December 7th, 1990, and sentenced on January 28th, 1991. And as I mentioned previously, he has waived his right to appear in this hearing today. He has a criminal history dating from 1978, the sexual assault for 5 years, a robbery for 5 years, the robbery for 10.5 years, and the sexual assault for 10.5 years. So he does have, those were the prior prison sentences that I mentioned. He does have some discipline history in prison, although for the length of time he has served, it is better than average. He only has two majors, and his last few disciplines were all minors. They were all for disobeying an order. One from 2003, one from 2004, and one from 2005. And those were his most recent discipline. He's either suspected or confirmed member of the security threat group Dene Pride. This is approximately his fifth hearing before the board. We have no letters of support, no letters from the victims, and there are no attendees in the room today from either the victim side or the supporter side. We do have a letter of opposition to any sort of release or parole consideration, and that letter is from the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. It's dated March 7th, 2019. Mr. King has completed some programming while he's been incarcerated. He has completed cultural diversity, the victim impact panel, substance abuse, smart recovery, and a couple of trades type classes, HVAC and food preparation, institutional food prep. He did not provide any sort of a, release plan because this is a release to a consecutive sentence. I also wanted to mention on the record that he had expired a previous parole approximately 10 months before the current offenses occurred. And just in short, there were multiple victims in this crime, but on May 23rd, this involved a robbery of a business and a sexual assault of two females, and they were tied up. They were brutally beaten and sexually assaulted, and had quite long recovery periods. And of course, because of the violence that was inflicted on them, both victims asked for lifetime imprisonment, and the judge responded with these fairly, nine life sentences. Based on just the violent nature of the crime and Mr. Mr. King's attitude and, you know, denied that he was under any sort of drugs or alcohol at the time, but he said that he was excited over seeing the fear of the victims. I'm just not seeing Mr. King as a good candidate for granting any sort of parole. I would certainly listen to any input of fellow board members, but at this point, I'm going to make a recommendation. I'm going to make a motion that we deny 412B parole and absolute discharge. And based on the year of the crime, which is 1990, I am going to recommend a one-year set-off for Mr. King. And that's my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself. I'll say second to Mr. Neal. And then agree, Mr. Johnson and Mr. Quintanis. Type of release denied is 412B and 411. Reasons for denial, serious and violent offense, serious and deviant offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury, multiple victims. I'm going to check victim harassment because they were the two victims in the same location. So while one was being assaulted, the other could hear that assault occurring. I did not violate history of assaultive behavior, repeat offender, as he did have other convictions, prior convictions for the very same offense. I'm going to say prior criminal history. I'm going to check lack of programming because for the amount of time that he has spent in prison, this is not a lot of program. No community or family support. Is there anything else that board members would want included as a reason? Okay, thank you. And I should mention, by the way, all board members, we did call the roll, but we have the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal conducting this hearing today. Thank you, board members, and this concludes the hearing.